continuing on the theme about the diversity that you need to be able to support, the tasks, the different types of task profiles that you need to be able to support. So you need to decompose your tasks into mid-level tasks and then into atomic actions. Then you need to have a sense of the frequency of them, and you need to have a sort of a matrix between users and tasks and have a sense, okay, what are the most critical tasks that people do? What are the most often tasks? So let's make sure that they're really well covered, well researched, well tested. And remember what we said, we also need completeness, but don't forget the one lesser often used task. Those might be even more important to power users. And if that's an important constituency that you need to keep happy, then you need to make sure that they are covered. Now, in terms of how can you enable people to do something with the computer, there are multiple interaction styles how a person can interact with the computer. It's direct manipulation, menu selection, form fill-in, command language, and natural language. What will happen most often is that you blend these interaction styles so that you can support diverse tasks and diverse